Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
We have a program that's rich in tradition also, and the like all those old dudes that played for Kentucky, they ain't coming back, right? Like, so I mean, tradition does not help you if you don't get out there on the floor and play with some dudes. Like, we had more dudes than they did today. That's what that was.
Carry on my wayward son.
KCD and God. You never know when it's coming, but it's always on time. Woo! They're always on time. I woke up yesterday thinking it was just a normal Sunday morning. I went to church. I had a great day. I had no idea March 19th was KCD.
Woo!
Actually thought the opposite. Thought it was coming next week. I mean, since they had a clear path again to the Final Four.
Again!
They could have sleptwalked to the Final Four.
Once I wrote
again! And K-State,
just to get
K-State, not quite Wisconsin. But gosh dang it, I don't even know if it's quite UConn yet. But K-State is right there in the KCD Hall of Fame. Thank you, K-State, for all you do.
Are they above Auburn?
They're above Auburn. K-State's above Auburn. K-State's above Auburn. It's KCD around the city.
Are they above North Carolina and your boy?
Probably.
Just because of that one dude with the middle fingers in the bar.
Yeah. I mean, because Kentucky had it made again and again. Like Santa Claus. John Calipari. The gift that will never stop giving.
Literally.
Re- reaches into the depths of victory.
God
pulls out defeat.
Over my dead body will you win this game. Give me a returning player of the year. It's like having Anthony Davis back for a second year.
Anthony Davis is the greatest college basketball player.
You know what? Of all time. Steve, I'm ready to admit it. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You're right.
Taco Fall is no Anthony Davis.
Because Anthony Davis kicked, he drug John Calipari's lifeless body across the finish line. And remember, Bill Self said it. If we had had one more minute, we would have won that basketball game. Anthony Davis was like, no, John. No.
I won't let you die.
We're going to do it. Marcus Camby couldn't do it. Derrick Rose couldn't do it. John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins couldn't do it. Oscar Sheebway couldn't do
Fox,
it.
Bam De'Aaron Adebayo, Fox, Bam Adebayo, and Malik Monk
couldn't do it. Brandon Knight couldn't do it. I mean, not like, two, but three, John, four, Anthony Davis pulled him to a championship. You just never know. And I wouldn't have guessed. I would not have guessed. And yesterday was such a perfect KCD. Kentucky comes out of halftime. They're balling. Boom, boom, boom. You know, oh, it's 9 points.
Oscar Sheebway has double-digit rebounds in the first half.
Yeah, dude, he's a National Player of the Year.
And he's eating, Steve.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, it's like, oh, man. Carry on, Louisville fans. It's been tough.
Don't you cry no more.
It's been tough. But help is on the way.
Just let it play, Mickey. I'm already taking the copyright strike. Oh, man.
Here's the thing. You can't win with this team. What do y'all really think he's going to win with a bunch of kids next year? A bunch of 17, 18-year-olds you think he's going to take to a championship?
When Jerome Tang is tapping your rear end, it's about a wrap.
Jerome Tang said, I mean, they just ain't got dudes. Like, I've got an upperclassman point guard from New York City.
Oh, God.
That's a dude.
It's just a dude. Said my guys work.
I've got Keontae Johnson. This dude was in a coma for 3 months. He's a dude. He turned down $5 million insurance policy. Mm. He could have cashed in last year and just not played. Turned it down to transfer. Now he's going to be a first-round pick. He's going to make a heck of a lot more $5 million. And
all his draft highlights are going to be Kentucky. No, they're not. Actually,
they play pretty good against him.
Yeah, I was
until it mattered. Until it mattered.
Right until the coaching mattered.
Right until it mattered down the stretch.
Right until it was time to get his Wildcats a bucket.
Yeah. Step back. Bang! Bang, bang.
All day. A foot up a cat's.
Yeah. Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, listen, people. 81-50-93-9.
Yeah, happy KCD.
Yeah. Is the number.
Yeah, today is always a celebratory day.
38-31-93-9.
And it never misses.
It always is.
It's an annual holiday, my friends.
Oh.
It's an annual holiday.
Who do we have on one?
And, by the way, at some point today, we're going to get to the third five-star we landed last week.
Have we not talked about that just yet?
No. And by the way, we're going to get to Jalen Withers is in the portal just as of about 10 minutes ago. We're going to get to that and what that means.
When you're dabbling in the waters of the five-star market.
When you look at a guy who was one of the best three-point shooters in the ACC statistically, and you're like, yeah, it's not you. It's us.
And maybe some other names we'll throw out there.
David, thanks for joining us on KCD. Start us off right.
Good morning. So thank you for taking my call. I appreciate you guys. Very great show. Call at least once a week. I just wanted to know if how this roster will shape up with the new players that's coming in, and what possibly the players that may be staying from the roster from last year. I'm kind of seeing what I'm adding in, and y'all know more about this than me. Y'all more professional than I am.
I don't know about that, David.
seven or eight players that's coming in right now. It's looking like all the scholarships are kind of up. If you can give me kind of an idea of what may be staying and the new players that's coming in. So it looks like we already got 12, and I know we still looking like we need a guard. So I'm going to get off her, and y'all can give me a little bit of how this roster will shape up with the name of players that's already come in with the four plus the three, and I would be pleased to hear that information. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the call. It starts off with a 7'1" center named Dennis Evans Jr.
Dennis Evans.
Dennis Evans on his way here.
We will, though.
We'll get
to David's point.
We'll get there.
Give us a few minutes, David, and we will go down the roster, okay? Are you okay with this today? We'll write out the roster today, and we'll officially kind of say, okay, here's the spots. We'll do all
that. Here's what we know.
We will get to that today.
Here's what we know.
That's our promise to you. We are going, David, so hang with us today. We're going to write out the roster today, and we'll throw out I'll throw out –
Oh, don't do that, Steve. Don't throw out a name. Nikki, when
I'll
he
throw
starts
out one name.
I'm going to start dumping.
I'll throw out one name.
I'll come in.
Can I throw out the team? Can I throw out a
no,
can I,
no.
Can I just give some people to
Steve,
watch?
I'm
going to do it.
I'll go
I'm
in
gonna
there.
I'm going to do it, y'all.
And
it's KCD.
Dump the sound.
It's KCD. This is my gift to y'all. I'm going to say something today.
Myself, Steve.
Happy KCD.
Dez, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Marcus and Steve, what's going on, y'all?
Feeling good.
That's good now. I'm going to make it super sweet, okay? Excuse my focus when I say this. I ain't much no Kentucky fan. me and K-State ain't never been friends. And then, can't you see how much I really hate them?
He had to get this
out. I'm going to sing it to you time and time again. It's KCD. I'm telling you what to say.
It's KCD.
That's all I wanted.
Marcus, I appreciate the call. He's been waiting. He's been sitting on that.
I don't know where you got that, but that's awesome.
Yeah, that's Casanova.
And listen, and for all y'all that know, Marcus and I, we are going to go to a Kentucky Country Day game this year and
just
support them.
Actually, they should support us, Steve.
Well,
we've done more for their brand, or have we?
I don't know if we've helped it or hurt it, so I'm just going to do whatever we can to help them out.
They're looking for KCD schedules, and they're like, what the hell is this?
We've turned Kentucky Country Day into Kentucky Choke Day. And for those of you that don't know, because I have some people ask, KCD is our yearly Kentucky Choke Day.
It's a celebration like no other.
And I will say, it's the one thing I'm going to miss when Cal leaves. It's the one thing I'm going to miss because Kentucky will lose in the tournament.
But it won't feel the same.
They'll just lose. You'll be like, they lost to a better team.
Yep, good effort.
Or something happened and it's like, all right. But while Cal's there, and we'll put KCD to rest.
They won't lose with guys returning, national player of the year is returning. Guys are running around with 25 rebounds like it ain't nothing. Like
if majority of those coaches, what would Eric Musselman have done with Kentucky's roster? Like, you would be. Like, Kentucky would still be moving along. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
Musselman, I bet he wouldn't have been taking off his shirt. I bet he would have been shaking his hands, going, get ready for the next game, guys.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get ready. Yeah, so.
We got a different plan.
He's hard not to love, though, isn't he? Musselman, he's fun.
And his wife
is smoking hot. Holy.
Who should we take next, Nikki? Kim, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Spring break. and I'm away from those kids. Yahoo! But also, I get to disagree with Steve. It's one of my favorite things today.
Oh, no!
I'm listening.
No, it's a good disagreement. Are you ready?
All right. Fair enough.
Kansas State should be ranked higher because, gentlemen, if I'm not wrong, didn't they do this to Kentucky in 2018?
They did.
Two is better than one.
They did.
Two is better than one. So I think they need to be a little bit higher on that, you know, KCD Hall of Fame scale.
Kim, that's fair. You know what? That's a good disagreement. I will say, listen.
Appreciate it,
Kim. And glad you got a day off. Good for your
spring break.
Spring break. Heck yeah.
Beautiful sun's
out. Man,
I
don't know now. Wisconsin though,
Wisconsin number one, hands down.
But UConn did beat them twice. I mean, it was Kentucky had already made it. Like it was the Final Four. But man, UConn beat them in the national title game.
That was fun, too.
But still, I'll give you this.
I was younger, and I was more afraid of them before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Kansas State, like,
yeah.
Actually, put it this way. It should be like Kansas State should be a part of the origin of the story because that's when we knew what KCD was. Like, we didn't have a name for it until Kansas State gave it to us because that was the – this is a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, though, once you get to a Final Four, I mean, we all like to say it around here, who do you care if you get to a Final Four? You don't win a championship.
Shut up.
It's
the funnest thing on the planet.
It's a major, memorable season if you make a Final Four.
Right.
And Kentucky had already kind of made it. KCD, I mean, Kansas State, to Kim's point.
I'm taking them out quick.
Took two Final Fours. I mean, Kentucky only had to beat Michigan State and Tennessee, Kentucky could play Tennessee 100 times this year and beat them. Like, it wouldn't have mattered. That's just a bad matchup.
Who we got up next, Nikki?
Is it Adrian?
Adrian, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away. Adrian, fire away.
Hey, it's so good to hear my Kentucky fans or my Kentucky friends be so angry at John Calipari. It's like...
No,
like if I was sick and it was the medicine, it just makes me feel so much better. You know what we gone through, because I can't stand it, and it just feels so good. Also, I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. You guys are the only ones that I don't ever get to listen to you that much during the like your actual broadcast, but I listen to your podcast every day. So great job, guys. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Adrian, I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I know. Just acknowledgement if we all need each other.
Man.
And we get each other through rough times.
It's been rough.
It's been rough, yeah. But it's like I'm entering a new dimension, and I'm watching you drown in your same dimension.
Yeah. Like, listen, I'm landing dudes, and you're...
Reason
with dudes
or don't even have dudes apparently. Thanks, Jerome Tang. Reggie, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away,
fellas. Good morning. It's a great morning because I was over my mother's house yesterday, who's a Kentucky fan, and my uncle. They were always over dressed in blue, you know, and my son, he's 7 years old. She was swaying him, trying to get him. I'm pulling my son, come back to home. We're going to be good again. And my mom's like, son, just come join BBN. And he was almost close. And so Kansas State came through with him. You know what? I think I'm going to go buy me a Kansas State t-shirt. Just to show how much I love them for just coming through it time and time again.
I mean, didn't Kentucky steal their bird?
It's a great day. What'd you say,
Steve? Didn't Kentucky like steal their logo, their Wildcat logo?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That, like, that's what it is.
Might be what it is.
My son, when we got home, he said, "Daddy, I think I want to be a Louisville fan." I said, "Son, you made the right choice. Son. You made the right choice. Cause all Kentucky's going to do is just disappoint you over and over again."
Man, Reggie, I appreciate the call. And again, and again. And again. Kendra, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, happy KCD Day.
Happy KCD,
happy
Kendra.
KCD, Kendra.
Hey, look, I called in here to specifically tell you guys I am currently walking around in Meijer with my AirPods in, dying laughing at you all with that intro. Nikki's got the music blaring. Steve sounding like he's in the wrestler.
Oh yeah,
were people looking at you crazy?
I think so, because I'm telling you, I couldn't. And then Marcus, you're in the background, sound like a kid jacked up on some sugar. I loved it. It was great. So that's all I wanted to say.
Kent, I appreciate the call. I can't help myself. It just, when it comes out, it just comes out.
Man, yeah. Listen.
Sometimes I have the words and the language to say how I feel. And sometimes it's just, woo!
No, yeah, it's just excitement.
Jay, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, how y'all doing, guys?
Good.
Man, it was just, yesterday was literally like, I was like, they planned this. They gave them a Providence team that lost 8 out of the last 9, and then a mid, you know, Kansas State team. But I hadn't really watched Kansas State point guard, because I know Kentucky had problems guarding quick guards all year. Really, like, Cason Wallace had defense, but he couldn't really guard quick guards either. And it was like, when dude hit that long three, and then the other guy hit that step back, I was like, hold on, we probably got a chance here. The ref was already trying to screw him after the whole second half. But Kentucky fans complained about the ref the whole time, and they was the ones, you know, of course, like every game, you know, getting the benefit of the call. But when he hit that step back and made it a 5-point game, I was like, okay, we might got something here. And then once the game was actually over, it was just, you know, it just made the tournament worth watching. Like, at that point, I was like, I really don't care who wins, as long as Kentucky loses. Like, and once they lost or whatever, it's like, okay, well, I can go back to watching the tournament.
Right, Jay. Listen, I appreciate the call.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Shout out to our ladies, huh?
Oh, please do. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't want to step on that.
Shout out to our ladies. Like, good job, ladies. Like, keep it rolling. Survive in advance.
And we're going to get to that later, too, because tonight's game just got a lot more important last night with Stanford losing. In the women's game, when you can get a one seed taken out in your bracket, I mean, now, I know Kentucky's 2 times has had a bracket where think about this. The 16 has only beat the 1 twice in history.
Oh, and guess where they both
brackets. Both times, Kentucky was in that bracket.
Wait, repeat that again, Steve.
2 times in history, the 16 over the 1. Both times, Kentucky was in that bracket and lost to K-State. Like, okay.
Let's reset the show. Everybody catch their breath and get these phone calls ready to roll. Quick commercial break, 939 The Ville.
Let's begin now.
You know, today, I just woke up and I
like
said,
this.
You know, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen.
We're gonna have a good day, and all my homies gonna ride today.
That's right.
And all these mommies look fly today, and all we wanna do is get by today. Hey, we're gonna have a good day, and ain't nobody gotta cry today. Cause ain't nobody gonna die today. Save that drama for another day. Hey, we're gonna have a good day.
Life fresh, new.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, let me take a second to remind you on this lovely, lovely, lovely day that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
All right. I'm going to, and we're taking it as KCD, so we're going to take calls all day over that.
Calls, texts.
Okay, let me throw this your way. Yeah. Trenton Flowers. I'll say we start here. Third five-star in a week. And I go back to, before we move on from Trenton Flowers, though, because I want to take a minute to talk about Trenton Flowers and what he means. And then we can get to David's call, too. A little roster construction.
We'll start the second hour with the full roster construction.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. That's what I was thinking. Trenton Flowers, five-star kid, 6'8", athletic, one of your top players in the class.
In the class, the 2024 class.
Yeah, the 2024 class.
Who will be reclassifying.
Announces he's going to Louisville. Announces he's reclassing to the 2023 class.
Awesome commitment video, by the way.
Oh, fantastic. Jack Harlow was in it. I mean, like, Louisville is utilizing everything. Here's where I say, okay.
Stop, Steve.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I want to join this conversation with you.
Okay.
You're being descriptive. I don't want this. The magnitude of it to go unacknowledged.
Okay.
What do I mean by that? Trenton Flowers is an A1 prospect.
Yeah.
Trenton Flowers is not a... He's like... Again, he's 2024 originally, and he's reclassing. So I will give... anybody who's reclassing up a grade, some grace, some, you know, some developmental time, you know, fit, whether it be physical, speed, psychological, you know, anything. I will give that person grace, right? But what I'm saying is, you know, some classes, Steve, they say, well, maybe the three of the top 12 are dudes. Yeah. Sometimes you got eight or nine dudes in the class. He is a creme de la creme of the, of this group. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a dude.
Yeah.
And when I say the dude, I'm talking about people are investing in him. They are, he's a can't-miss prospect. They're cleaning. Like, you know when you hear about a future president or something?
Yeah.
And you start hearing the name early on, and then you start, they start making sure they get him out to the right places, and he's meeting the right people. You know, like, the race is done 8 and 10 years in advance, really. You know, you're setting up for a run in 2024, setting up for a run in 3 years. He's one of those guys who we're polishing him up, teaching him the ropes.
Also was a UNC lean his whole
career.
It was, his kid's going to UNC. UNC fan, you know, type thing. He's always mentioned UNC as a school. I don't know if he's ever called it a dream school, but like, UNC is where his kid's going.
But top tier talent. Left, right, simple, top tier, professional work ethic.
Jumps with ease.
And I had questions. And then I realized a lot of that stuff I was watching was sophomoric.
Yeah.
Trenton Flowers.
Yeah.
Then just the more recent stuff, it's like, oh no, somebody's even teaching him how to jump. He's realizing how important. He's getting his adult legs to him, you know. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a kid played with Bronny James, AAU.
It's more than comfortable around any name in the country.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, he's played big-time talent. Actually had his coming-out game his junior year that really pushed him to the elite status against Robert Dillingham, who's going to Kentucky, and Donda Academy.
Here's what I found.
Shut up. It's the only woman I would talk to like that. It's just Siri. I disrespect Siri so bad.
I thought Siri was non. Anyway.
Well.
Keep going.
Whatever she is, I'm so cruel to her. Like, shut up, idiot.
Don't make those jokes.
I know. No, it's terrible.
The robots are going to remember that when they take over.
No, you know what? If the robots take over, kill me first. Because I told you. y'all should live with them, not me.
Back in the coin
Nick, it's time for your probe. Yeah, that's going to be on you, bro. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Maybe let me live.
Let's say it's like, well, hey, let's not rule anything out now.
Trent Flowers.
Trent Flowers, like, can we please?
I'm being showered with praise right now.
But to get him on campus.
My point of bringing. Okay, yeah.
Get him on campus. Okay, and I just want to say this because be ready for recruiting to look like this in the future. And again, we're learning Coach Payne. We're learning Coach Payne. And we're going to have to learn him a little more on the court this year, too. You know, with more of a crop that we're like, okay, these are your
dudes.
Those
are your dudes.
How do you coach them?
Right.
Is what I want to see.
Not rehabilitation, not break down to build back up.
Because, because there was some stuff that was like, this year was like, okay, this can't be what this can't be.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, well, you talk to people who've played for Kenny Payne, and they, did you or did you not tell me, they were like, that's not the same human being. What is going on?
Right.
Yeah. You know, and it was like, okay. So there's something there. But you're also going to learn recruiting things. Trenton Flowers comes here for Louisville Live. Wine and dine him, you know what I'm saying? It's awesome. But then he just... Now I think I said I was eating dinner with one of assistant coaches, right? At Nick's spot, you know? He just showed up. We just happened to be at the same time. Enjoyed our time. The wife had a great time with him. If you're listening, bro, you made my night. That was amazing. And, you know, he's like, oh, yeah. At Trent Flowers kid, be here tomorrow, too. What? He's here? Oh, yeah. No, he's in.
Can I get a glass of water, please?
Yeah. Can I get some? He in town. Well, I turned him into Mr. Maven. he in town over at over at one of them hotels. Yeah, he gonna be in. He gonna be in the stadium.
Some good damn ice cream.
Yeah, and I'm like, really?
You need salt, pepper?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, really? But anyways, you know, he's just here. Things changed from that visit. That visit on is when, and it was Florida State mm-hmm. game. That visit on, it was like, wait a minute. All of a sudden, Louisville's a favorite, okay? Like, now they're starting to be like, hey, man, look, Trent Flowers probably going to Louisville.
Oh, he was just inspired by our effort against Florida State.
Well, you could tell the way he was cheering. I texted you. I said, hey, man, that kid
had a good time.
I don't know, because at that point, I didn't think we were getting Trim Flowers, you know, but I was like, I don't know, man. Something different about the way, I mean, his group is going hard. Like they're cheering like this is their team. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, okay,
I love my team.
No, I mean, they were standing up like, let's go, you know, because you got to remember, I mean, that game was good.
That was a great, yeah.
JJ gets the dunk,
you remember,
you know?
At the end of the game, the fans were, I was talking about the
yeah,
fans.
Yeah,
like,
that
like
was one
clapping.
Game where the fans were cheering for the team as they walked off like, hey, that was great effort, mm-hmm. y'all, you know. So that's something to watch going forward with Kenny Payne, I think. We're going to see, and things are going to change up a little bit in 25 because kids are going to start going pro and stuff, mm-hmm. but when you see the random pop in, it's going to be like, well, there's something to that. That ain't just a favor. You know what I mean? I think that's where that recruitment to me means even more than just Trenton Flowers. It's learning the recruiting tactics of our staff.
Yeah, to me, I think the important part is the important first class without a cloud means nobody's out of our reach.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat. Our first cloud-free recruiting class has shown us we do not care. Nobody's is out of our reach. Now, when guys hit the transfer portal, when you know, and think about this, Steve, because this is a narrative mm-hmm. that you know again. Factions will debate, and it turns into a snarky comment sometimes or whatever.
Texter, please don't lose that point, but I do want to say this. Texter says, don't forget, beating pretty much all Nike schools outside of Kansas. So, and that would be what we have looked at as
our Achilles.
Our Judas.
Yeah.
Adidas Judas,
yeah.
If you'll let me say.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, nobody is out of our reach. And Steve, what has been used as a, you know, as a slight, or not even slight, an indictment of Louisville, the comment, if you go 4-28, Steve, creme de la creme superstars do not go to 4-28 schools unless they really believe in this coach and believe in this program. Because here's the thing. I know some guys are really good and they say, oh, there's playing time there. Mm-hmm. The best of the best know they need teammates. They know they need dudes. They recruit dudes. They go places where they know I'm going to have help. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, good players, though. You know, really good players back in, you know, say 26 through, you know. Actually, I'll go player number 17 through 30. They'll go to four and whatever
yeah.
to play, you know, kind of, you know. But the top dogs, they like, okay, let me make sure I got something to run with before I go to school like that. So what that 4-28 and him landing 3 5-stars after a record of 4-28, Steve, says there's something different that he's able to get them here and believe they can shine here. You know, I can really look good here, and I'm gonna have some dudes with me. So you, not only did you recruit the player, you recruited the player and his confidence in you bringing other players in. Because, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The players are more educated. The families of the players are more educated. The AAU coaches, the, you know, whatever you want to say, the handlers, the agents. Now you can deal with agents.
Yeah.
Everybody's so much more educated about the environment. You know, it's not just a coach and who's the best for me. You know, it's an educate, especially in top-tier talent categories. We all have to be secure in this move.
Yeah.
You know, or as secure as humanly possible in this move before we move forward.
Well, before we go to our break, let me read just a little bit from 247 of, I won't read the whole article, but let me read a little bit of what Trenton Flowers had to say, you know, after his commitment. He said, you know, they ask about the commitment. He said, the coaching staff, they have a great plan for me. The atmosphere, everything they have going on is why I chose Louisville. It's the type of program I can go there. I can help rebuild to get it back to where it should be, get great coaching and be a part of something. Sorry. That's bigger than me. He says, talking about how the coaching staff sees him. They see me coming in, playing the guard spot, 1-3. So just my game being versatile, he said of Coach Payne's pitch at him. At the same time, just bringing my competitiveness and hardworking spirit. He goes down to say, Coach Nolan, that was really my guy. He said of the relationship with the staff, he's been recruiting me ever since he was at Duke during my sophomore year. He's probably one of the longest to recruit me overall. It's been crazy. He's always been there for me, always told me what I need to work on in my game, and told me what I do right. It's just building a relationship outside of coaching. But then once I got to know Coach KP, it was a no-brainer for me. Talking about reclassifying, what made me want to reclassify? I'm not choosing anything anymore in high school. I'm not chasing anything anymore in high school, he said. I'm not chasing rankings, a McDonald's game, Jordan brand games. I just want to take my game to the next level and develop it.
Stop. Mm-hmm. I'm not chasing rankings. People, in all transparency, I felt like sometimes Brandon was chasing rankings. That was one of those things that always, if I could talk to him and just, you know, pull him to the side years ago, I would say, hey, do not worry about those rankings. You know, don't chase those rankings because you won't compete full throttle. If somebody else is getting the best of you one night, you're reading the rankings instead of going back and looking at what he did and what can I get better. You know, you start protecting yourself and you start protecting your health and you start protecting your prospect, you know, that is, or your brand.
Yep.
When you worry about the rankings and you worry about making the certain all-star games, I'm telling you, your entire game is affected. It's just like, it's life, Steve. When you start worrying about what the text line is saying.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You're not as good of a host. Sure. You know, when you start worrying about, in every profession, when you worry about the rankings in the crowd, you've seen artists, they do the same thing over and over again. They lose their self. They lose their creativity. I just thought that's what.
Yeah.
That's what was Brandon's kind of Achilles heel on that. Like, yeah. No, you have to go compete. Say, God gets you today, get better, get him tomorrow. Don't get out of that. I was going to say newspaper and show my age.
Yeah.
Get off the internet.
Yeah.
Get off the internet. Get off the rankings. Get off the NBA draft.net. Mm-hmm. All that stuff. It will negatively affect the way you play the sport. I love that quote. And that's, I mean, you can go further if you need to. Yeah.
I mean, not really. He just goes on to say, you're going to get somebody who not only be doing the right things on the court, but off the court, somebody that's going to wear that Louisville across their chest and represent it well. No, he gets it. And he did say in another article, I will say, it was him.
He didn't make us wait too long.
It was him, or it might have been Scott Clark. I think it might have been Scott Clark said it too earlier in the week. You know, I love the quote that said, it was like, we are coming in knowing what happened last year can never happen at Louisville again. Okay. I was like, wow, let's just go to that.
Nicky's already getting next year too.
Yeah,
he's getting off the next year's start.
Yeah, so I liked hearing that from these guys coming in.
Sky Clark, and if we're just saying A1 representation right off the bat, again, people who are experienced around them, people who expect to really win at a high level.
Yeah.
They expect to be in front of cameras. They expect to be in front of cameras often. They expect to Jay Billis do the 90 feet with Jay, these guys with expectations, not, oh, well, maybe I'll do this and, you know, maybe I can one day. No, these guys are they're already on the path.
Yeah.
Rolling along. 93.9. Roster's coming up next. The Ville.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
come on, muscle through it.
But then also say,
hey, you should probably see my specialist.
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.